Sì.
What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
Limo's not so bad. He's got a nicer face.
Oh, shut up in your face.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
I like a limo's not so bad.
Yeah.
I like it. I can work with that. I'll put that on a poster sometime.
Oh.
Limo's not so bad.
Britain
Spider. Good work, guys. Well done.
Underneath, shut up your face.
You continue to nail it every week.
Oh.
And I know you've got a writing team working on that for days.
Yeah, yeah. Entourage, mate. Entourage.
Hey, now, did you guys get to the Q Clash at Metricon on the weekend?
Yeah, I went out there and right under the Gold Coast Suns. They've got a few people on board as ambassadors, and we went out there and had a look. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Suns' way. Probably would have liked to see a couple more goals and not a 10-goal difference, but still, it's a Q Clash. They're getting a few there. A lot of Brisbane people come down.
I know it's becoming there's a genuine rivalry is emerging between the two teams. Dave, did you hear on the weekend the alternative names being thrown around for the Q Clash?
Oh, no.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, there's the Pineapple Grapple.
Well,
there's one.
Yeah.
And the Mango Tango, which I must admit I quite like that.
Yeah, I like that one, the Mango Tango.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's go for the Mango Tango when they play later this year.
Done.
Yeah. Mango Tango 18.
There it is, see? It just works beautifully. It does sound like week four of Dancing with the Stars, but I reckon we can make this stick.
Does that go to week four, does it?
Hey.
Or week three. Wherever it goes. Hey, guys, you see a controversy here. A current affair tonight.
Oh.
A politician has been spotted at the strippers.
No,
did you hear about this?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
It will be revealed tonight. I want to say two things in defence of this politician,
right,
whoever it is. One, strippers are voters too, okay? So if you can't lobby some strippers, I mean, you're not doing your job properly.
Hey, that's what he's doing. I'm assuming it's a him. He's putting the ballot form in a G-string.
Yeah.
He's handing out how to vote cards. To
you don't want to be buying your votes by putting 50s in there.
No, exactly. Hey, and secondly, can you remember the last time a politician got busted at the strippers? Yeah, it was Kevin Rudd, and he went on to become the next Prime Minister of Australia.
Right. That's right. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Are we talking bigwig, do you reckon?
I have it on good authority that may well be someone associated with Pauline Hanson, so no one's going to be terribly surprised when all is revealed. Is it Pauline? Could be.
Don't.
It could be.
It could be.
Apparently the video that was handed to Channel 9 goes for 2 hours. Now, I mean, I'm not super experienced in this area, but I'm pretty sure 2 hours at the strippers is a very long stay.
That's called an expensive night.
That is an expensive night out. Yeah, they're hardly selling you $1 beers at the strippers.
So the GST stands for G-string tax.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey.
It's coming together beautifully here.
Thanks for bringing that to our attention, Limo.
Gold 92.5.